Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, August 1st, 2019. On this day in 1981, MTV began broadcasting in the United States and aired its first video, Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles. The rabbi of the Jüdische Gemeinde zu Berlin, Yehuda Teichtal, was spat at by two men and insulted in Arabic. The attack took place last Friday evening near a Wilmersdorf synagogue where he had earlier conducted the service. Teichtal had walked through Wilmersdorf with one of his children when he was insulted anti-Semitically from the window of an apartment. The two men first called out to the rabbi, and shortly afterwards they spat several times in the direction of him and his child and called out further threats in Arabic. When Teichtal continued on his way, he continued to hear the tirades of the perpetrators, including the slogan, quote, "Freedom for Palestine." After the incident, he turned to the Anti-Semitism Research and Information Center, which supported him in placing the report. According to a spokeswoman, state security initiated proceedings at the State Criminal Investigation Office, and the perpetrators have not yet been identified. Teichtal, who was also the chairman of the Chabad Jewish Education Center, said on Wednesday that, among other things, quote, "Unfortunately, we have to realize that aggressions against Jews have developed a life of their own, both in schoolyards and on the streets of Berlin. But I remain convinced that most people in Berlin do not want to accept this aggression against Jews as a sad part of Jewish everyday life." The chairman of the Jewish community, Gideon Yofi, explained, among other things, that Rabbi Teichtal is exemplary for a coexistence between all religions and cultures supported by love for human dignity, stating, quote, "This incident proves how important it is to intensify the fight against anti-Semitism through further practical measures." Yofi called for increased police protection, and civil servants should ensure that the worshippers can make their way to and from the synagogue undisturbed. Justice Senator Dirk Behrendt of the Greens tweeted, quote, "It's shameful. We will not cease to fight anti-Semitism in all its forms." Paul Fresdorf, religious spokesman for the FDP parliamentary group in the House of Representatives, said, quote, "One thing must be clear to all those who live in Berlin or want to come to the city to seek their happiness or protection. Whoever intends to live here as an anti-Semite in Berlin does not need to come here, because with this attitude, you will never arrive in the heart of this city." Berlin's SPD faction leader Raed Saleh, who himself comes from a Palestinian family, told the German press agency, quote, "Anti-Semitism has no place in Berlin." And Berlin's governing mayor Michael Müller of the SPD also condemned the attack, stating, quote, "Berlin as a city of freedom is also and not least a city of freedom of religion, in which all citizens, regardless of their faith, can exercise their religion freely and undisturbed." According to the operator, the test runs for all important technical facilities, for example, fire and smoke detection at the new Capital Airport BER, will start today. An airport spokesman said on Wednesday that since Monday, the company's construction managers and service providers had first reached agreement for testing. According to the Tagesspiegel, the first operational tests of the so-called Werkprinzip were scheduled for Wednesday. After years of renovation, the success of the tests is considered a prerequisite for the airport to go into operation as planned in October 2020. Airport CEO Engelbert Lütke-Daldrup had made it clear at the start that he did not expect any major problems. He wants to submit the documents for construction approval to the building authorities this autumn. The number of visitors to many shopping streets or Einkaufsstraßen in Berlin has fallen sharply, as shown by figures provided by the commercial real estate service provider Jones Lang LaSalle, or JLL, to the Berliner Morgenpost. For the study, the pedestrian flows along the shopping streets in Berlin were measured on a Saturday in April between 1 and 4 p.m., and an average value per hour was calculated. With a series of shopping malls in the capital city, the trend was clearly downward over the past year. Kudamm, for example, suffered losses. On average, between 2014 and 2018, 6,377 visitors were recorded per hour. In 2018, this declined to an average of only 5,355 passersby per hour, which marks a decrease of 16%. The descent on Wilmersdorfer Straße was even more steep. With a drop to 2,830 visitors, the decrease was a whopping 30% compared to the long-term average here. Friedrichstrasse also suffered losses, with 4,845 passersby per hour in 2018, an average of 8% fewer people shopped on Saturdays. JLL stated that there are always fluctuations in the streams of passersby that cannot be explained logically, referring to particularly strong exceptions in individual years. In principle, however, the trend is clear. Last year, a stroll on most of Berlin's shopping streets was not as popular as in the past. But there are exceptions. Alexanderplatz is clearly going uphill. With 7,145 passersby, the square deviated last year by a whopping 26% from the average of previous years. However, the Mundstrasse and Rosenthaler Straße between Hackescher Markt and Rosenthaler Platz achieved the clearest gains. The number of pedestrians in Mundstrasse rose by 30%, and Rosenthaler Straße recorded an increase of 26%. In an interview on B2 Radio on Wednesday, SPD Education Senator Sandra Schittes stated that most Berlin schools are, quote, well-prepared for the introduction of free lunch for all primary school students, but added, quote, there are also individual schools where we really need to make structural changes. There will be temporary solutions. Maybe there won't be a warm meal at one school, but a different meal during the transition. Of course, she had said more children would participate in lunch at school, which is exactly what she wants. There are schools without difficulties, but also schools where changes were necessary. Schieris remarked, quote, rooms were rededicated or additional materials were purchased. The state had made 5 million euros available for this purpose. What I think is very good is that the schools and districts are really interested in finding solutions. With the start of the new school year next Monday, lunch will be offered free of charge to up to 198,000 primary school children in grades 1 through 6. The corresponding law will come into force on August 1st. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.